the enemy, the opposite of God, is called the
adversary.
And now, a lot of times people would say to children, now, if you're not good, somebody's going to come and get you.
And the devil's going to get you.
And you know what people think they see at night to frighten them in a graveyard?
Ghosts of paint.
Yeah.
That's old fashioned word.
Old fashioned word. And if people saw like an old house that was off by itself, they'd say that house was
painted.
Yeah, painted. Yeah.
Your modern word is a haunted house.
Old fashioned word
is a handy house.
Yeah, that's what I was ordering. Now, if somebody came to visit you, like, say, three people came to visit you, and you enjoyed their visit, and you wanted them to come back, you might say, well, now.
But come again, I enjoyed your visit, y'all come back.
Yeah. Now, what would you say when you met somebody on Christmas Day?
Merry Christmas.
Now, when you were a girl, did they say?
We hollered Christmas gift.
And what about, well, like on the first day of January, you say?
New Year, Happy New Year.
And, if it rained a whole lot and somebody's crops were just all washed out, they'd say they were a total
loss.
And if there was something that you liked, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I like it, but
it's too expensive, just too much for me.
And
that's where most things are now.
Right, for everybody. Like when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the
bill.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to
borrow.
And during the Depression, money was
scared.
And like a little kid sometimes will put his head on the ground, kick his feet up, and you're saying he's turning a
somersault.
And like a summertime, a boy might get on a board over a pool or something, and you say, he ran down the board. After he got in the water, he
swam.
And especially in the old days, if somebody bought something and they paid off their bill in cash, sometimes the storekeeper might give them kind of a little present and say it's for them.
You mean after you paid?
If you paid off your whole bill, sometimes they might give you a little
token.
A token
present.
Or something like that. Do you remember when they used to do that?
Mm-hmm. We have one furniture man do it now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Well, again, talking about swimming, if somebody went down for the third time, you say that he
almost drowned.
And if you were looking at a mountain that was real tall, you might say, boy, that'd be a hard mountain to
climb.
But now, last year, my neighbor, still talking about climbing, last year my neighbor
climbed a mountain.
But as for me, I have never.
Never.
Do you remember, like, when you were a kid or playing hide and seek?
Yeah.
Did they, what would they call the, you know,
the base?
And, talking about something you saw in your sleep last night, you might say, well, this is what I
dreamed.
And you might say, now, I dreamed I was falling. Just as I was about to hit the ground,
I woke up.
And if you brought your foot down on the floor heavy like this, you'd say you were
stomped.
Now, especially in the old days, if a boy saw a girl like at church or something, and he had a crush on her or something, and he wanted to accompany her home, and he had a car or something, he might say, well, may I
take you home?
Did you ever hear anybody say carry you home in the old days? Now, if you have like a car stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Or tie a rope on the front and
pull.
And if a kid was in the kitchen and was about to, there was a hot stove there, and you might say, now,
don't touch this hot. You might burn yourself.
Yeah. And if a little kid was about to get a spanking, they might say, oh, please give me another
chance.
And if you were going to write somebody a letter, you might write them, and you said that you expected to receive. You wrote somebody something. You expect in return. You expect to get
a letter from them.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and.
You put the letter in the envelope, and on the envelope
you take your pen and you would
address it.
And if you needed to write something about it, you need to find out their
address. The last letter I wrote my daughter, I put a stamped envelope in it, but I hadn't heard.